But first, I try to keep this guy out of the studio.
I think I locked it.
No, you didn't. And here he comes. Chris from sales. Overly handsome sales guy who barges in. Hey, Chris, we're on the air right now. We don't have time to talk to you.
I bet you're on the air. You guys probably were like canceled 2 months ago.
No, we're actually on the air.
Yeah, about to celebrate.
No, man, I'm just coming in here just kind of measuring.
For what?
Oh, they're going to give me an executive office, and they gave me and said, take your pick, you know. I'm trying to find a room, you know, that I like and everything.
Well, they're
I'm surprised
give,
to see you guys still here and everything.
They're going
to
give you an executive office.
Yeah. Yeah. They promoted me to the king in charge of sales.
King in charge of sales.
Yeah.
Well, I doubt they're going
like
to give
a,
you.
It's VP level, but it's basically the president level, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, this is the studio. I don't think this is available for office space.
Yeah. I'm like the, I'm the CKAO.
CKAO. What's
Chief
that?
King.
Chief Kick-Ass Officer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I know how to put together deals, man.
Congratulations on the promotion.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Hey. Dude,
yeah.
See you guys at the bowl.
At the bowl?
Super Bowl.
Oh,
you're going?
Well, don't call it the bowl.
Of course I'm going. I'll see you guys in NYC. The Big Apple's like my second home, man.
Oh, God.
You're there all the time, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I got like a couple brownstones that I own and some high-rises.
A couple?
And some high-rises?
There's some brownstones and some high-rises that I own, and they're near Wall Street and everything. Mm. You know, I worked on Wall Street for like 7 years.
I thought you came straight to the ticket out of UNT.
Well, they wanted me to work on Wall Street, so, you know, I basically kind of did, you know, but I stayed here.
That doesn't make any sense.
I stayed here and worked in ticket sales, but they wanted me on Wall Street. They're like, Chris, man, we need you. Come on, Chris. You're like, you're our guy, you know. We need you to do Wall Street stuff.
Do Wall Street stuff, yeah.
But, you know, I wasn't into that. I wanted to stay, you know, kind of closer to where my bank is.
Okay.
Well, yes, we will be at the Super Bowl.
Bye. The way,
yeah.
The back's doing fine, all right?
Oh, your back you got injured?
No, Rome's back. Romy, yeah,
oh,
Tony Romo.
Oh,
my friend.
Okay. Well,
you know,
how would you know
Tony
if his
Romo.
Back is okay?
Of course I know if his back is okay. I mean, we were hanging out at Ultra the other night together, and then we went to Suede, and then we headed on over to Spark, and then we went to Crush. And, yeah, you know, we were hitting a lot of the places together.
Bottled up.
A lot of one-word bars.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, right. No, they weren't all one-word bars. I mean, come on.
It sounded like they were.
Those were, but prestige wasn't. That's two words. Prestige.
You know, he got you there.
Actually not, but okay.
Yeah, you know, we're macking on all the honeys. I shouldn't say that, because Candy's probably listening.
Candy.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know the Romans.
I'm turning in my Audi R8. Yeah, I'm just kind of tired. Yeah, not enough power for me. You know?
You know what? We didn't ask.
Yeah, not enough power. So I'm thinking about going with something with more power, you know? Anyway.
We don't care, by the way.
Yeah, we didn't ask about your car situation.
My dad's giving me his F-150. It's got EcoBoost, so.
Yeah, you know.
Anyway, I heard that list of stuff, that crap list that you read, saying that, what is it, that
the
sales
jobs.
Guys know more about psychotherapy or something?
No, salespeople are very likely to be psychopathic.
Yeah, so you know, they can read people's thoughts and everything. I think that's true, because, you know, I oftentimes in meetings know exactly what someone's going to say.
I think you're confusing
that. It just means you may go crazy because you're under a lot of stress. You're in sales.
Dude, no pressure in sales. What are you talking about? No! You pick up the phone, boom, six figs.
That's all you got to do.
And I'm talking a month.
Oh, whatever. You're not making that kind of
noise. Here's the old George jealousy. Hear about this. We always laugh about it in sales. George is always so jealous of us. Yeah, because of all the chicks we get.
Yeah,
oh,
I guess so.
Dude, I tell you, I am tired. I have been slaying it lately.
Why are you tired, Chris?
Oh, man, I banged all those girls that are on TV last night.
I'm really not believing anything you're saying.
You know all of them. Courtney from Courtney Loves Dallas. Cowboy cheerleaders that are on that show, Mitch Hill. They're like so many.
You're going after the Cougars, are you?
Stop making outrageous claims.
Hey, I want to invite you guys to my suite for the Super Bowl.
You got a suite? Those are going for like a $500,000 to $1 million.
I know, total deal, right? And, you know, so it's going to be me and a couple of guys you haven't met, but a friend of mine named Kanye. A friend of mine named LeBron. You guys know Romo. He's going to be there.
Oh, okay. Tony
Romo.
Heard him. Yeah.
Sean Lee. Ronald Reagan's kids. Paris Hilton. Ryan Childers. Man, we're just... It's gonna be everybody, man. Everybody's gonna be there.
Wow, it sounds great. Well, I guess we'll stop by then. Yeah, you know, I get the feeling that we're gonna stop by and we won't find you. I get the feeling that you're not gonna be anywhere near New York because I don't believe anything you say. I was at Bed Bath & Beyond on Sunday, and I got there kind of early, and I saw you stocking shelves, and they were talking about how you needed to go on break because you'd been there all night. I think you're making minimum wage as a shelf stalker.
Oh, God, I rearranged the end caps all night.
Ah! Oh, he jumped out the window, even though we don't have an exterior window in the studio. He did jump out it.
Yeah.
And, wow, I think he did himself in this time. I feel bad for busting him like that. I mean, at least he's got
it every time.
At least he's got a job. I should praise him. And
he's making six fig a month.
Chris, are you okay?
I'm back, you MFers! I'll see you all at the doubly worded prestige, okay?
Okay. All right, see ya.
Children's forever, man!
There goes Chris.